Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is an open letter to all the providers out there. You can cover your ears. Rob.
Mike. Because I don't provide?
Yes. I'm sorry. I was
Hey, Mike, here's an open letter
enough?
For everyone who's not a total jerk
that.
Off.
What are we fighting?
You can cover your
are
ears.
You fighting at this early hour
no,
of
no,
the
no,
show?
Yeah.
What's going on?
The dark side of Santana says there was a private room stage left where somebody was in there with a doctor. I said, all right, now juice him up. Juice him up for this one last concert.
He can make it through this.
Just
like
an hour.
Inject him like Jerry Glanville on the sidelines so he's got a knee injury. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Give him the needle.
No.
I like GCDC. I buy a t-shirt.
Yeah, it's a great band.
GCDC.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'll have the Angus grilled cheese, please.
I got no.
It's melting.
I have a Varty sandwich for me.
Grilled cheese.
I want to put a slice of cheese on the bread.
Grilled cheese.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Well, hello, everyone.
What are you
hello.
Doing?
Hello. Hello.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like... dot, dot, dot. I read that. I just thought I'd let you know that.
I say that in my head
you
when I
see
it.
You wrote it. He read it.
That's right.
No, I wrote it.
Oh, you wrote it.
But when I see dot,
he writes
dot,
everything,
dot,
but I wrote that.
I always think that. Also, you know, when I see the abbreviation for pounds in my head, I still say libs.
Libs.
Yeah.
LBs.
Yeah.
Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Wadmalaw Island, South Carolina, Frankfort, Germany, Jackson, Wyoming, Eggertsville, New York, and Dingle Island. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Before we do anything else, I want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, you've been waiting for it, asking for it, and now you got it. It's the 2021 TMOS Fruitcake Futures. It's time to place your order for the taste treat that has a flavor synonymous with the holidays and Yuletide cheer. Boom, boom, bing-de-doom. After one taste, your taste buds will be happy. Your heart will be even happier knowing that you supported your favorite podcast. This is our fundraiser. We
sure.
do it every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just an amazing job they do. And I have to tell you, the fruitcake, if you've never had one, this all started many, many years ago when we were busting Rob's balls about fruitcake, whether it was good. He said, you've never had mine.
Yeah.
And he brought it in, and we all loved it. It's fantastic.
And
every bite will be
I
perfect.
Suddenly, I became very important.
So I spared no
expense.
That's right.
Exactly.
Every bite.
There we go.
Will be important.
No.
Every bite will be perfect because Rob wouldn't have it any other way. Act now because time is limited. Buy now and save. You ever yell at anybody in your kitchen during the baking process? Somebody that might be somebody that's on the staff of the baking staff.
Shannon
all volunteers,
the
by the way.
Shannon does a lot of yelling. Yeah. I did give Shannon a stern talking to when we once almost left out the dates.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't yell at Oscar's wife. It just
No, he was concerned
that the quality would have suffered. If we had,
you have to have everything.
You have
in
to
there,
have
right?
everything.
Rob?
I may have yelled at Pony.
Well, everybody yells. At
I mean, I think that it was something to the tune of, "You have to leave right now."
Everybody yells at Pony except for Glenda.
That's right. That's right.
So, would Pony of all the volunteers in the kitchen be the one that beat feet the earliest?
Yes,
like
but,
could not wait because I would imagine the act of baking would be a social activity.
It wasn't
right?
that. It was. What really grinded everyone's gears, and Pony knows this because we had a post-mortem about what went right, what went wrong, is let's say the closing time was at 5 p.m.
Right.
He would start throwing on his backpack and getting and staging his exit at 3 p.m.
That's what he's a lever.
Yeah.
He's always been a lever.
Absolutely a lever. And you know, the funny thing is the sweetest person in the world, my stepmother, Kathy, is the one that first called him on it.
Yeah.
She pulled me aside, and she's from Mississippi, and she says, look at Pony.
Yeah,
he's getting ready.
That's funny.
At three.
Every
at
bite three. Will be perfect. You know that by now. Save or labor, they taste even better than you remember them. Hit up MikeOMaraShow.com and click the banner, and every purchase supports TMOS. TMOS Fruitcake Futures, our most sincere thanks for supporting TMOS.
Hey.
And Gary Krimble.
Yes.
Rob will tell you, I was a little late coming into the studio today. Rob, do you know why I'm late? Why am I usually late?
You're fixing the printer?
No.
Your son's bus is late.
No.
You were fixing a snack, a pre-show snack.
No, I was fixing America's favorite new game.
Oh,
snap.
That's right.
This is such a surprise.
Who the F is it?
Yes.
Big
I love writing
today.
These.
I need a big win today.
So much, so much fun.
Off the winning train now.
Well, I'm winning in life as it's my 4-year wedding anniversary.
Yes, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Four feels like 40.
Happy, happy anniversary.
Thank you. I forgot.
Oscar and Shannon celebrating the anniversary.
I made up for it.
So maybe he'll win today. Did you get anything nice?
Did I?
Did you really forget?
Yes.
Were you reminded by the fact that the board, the letter board in the lobby actually says,
no.
Happy anniversary, Oscar and
reminded
Shannon?
Reminded by my wife, where she said around 11:40 p.m. last night, she said, in 20 minutes, it's our anniversary. And I completely forgot. I just looked at our calendar. And I said, Shannon, I completely forgot as well. I'm so sorry. And she gave me a hug. She goes, aren't we so lucky? She's just sweet. She's just sweet. Because we've been working.
Yeah.
And it's been nuts, which is good. And she went to bed and forgot about anything monetary or anything that will fill my soul with joy or love. And I stayed up and I searched the interweb. I found a place that could have curbside pickup for me for something I know she'd love. I picked it up at lunch. Gave it to her at 1 p.m. and I'm good to go.
Oh, that's a good move. That's a good
Very
move.
Nice.
Yes.
Way to go.
Yeah,
and she still hasn't.
I think she's moved on with her life. That's just the way we roll.
Do we get to know what the gift was?
This is an open letter to all the providers out there. You can cover your ears. Rob. Mike.
Because I don't provide?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Hey, Mike, here's an open letter for everyone who's not a total jerk off.
What are we fighting?
You can cover your ears.
Are you fighting at this early hour of the show?
Yeah.
What's going on?
For every man.
He's already deflecting because he screwed up and missed his anniversary.
For every man.
So what he's doing now is saying that I don't provide for my wife.
Yes,
I guess
you
the
do.
House doesn't
this
count.
This is open letter for all the.
The cars don't count.
This is an open letter for all the men out there that feel like, hey, what about us? I'm now part of your flock. I'm used to just saying, I expect this, this, and this. I don't have the energy to fight. And I'm paying for all of it anyways. What does it matter?
Mike, he doesn't have energy to fight.
That's true.
Yes.
I understand that.
Yes.
I actually delayed the birthday celebration for Carla 24 full hours this year.
But it was prearranged, wasn't it?
That's kind of a lesson.
It?
What's that?
Wasn't it prearranged? She knew it was going to be delayed, right?
She, at a certain point, she knew.
Right.
But she still expected. And then, you know, based on my trip out west, they'd say, when I was out there, and because we were on a trip, that was the excuse, which I don't think is an excuse. I said, okay, let's see how it feels to wake up without your son giving you a card, you know, and stuff like that.
Everywhere.
Look, I've made it indelibly clear that on my birthday, I'm a child of five. I wish to have all the bells and whistles. I've given up the goods on Christmas. Because although Christmas, I would say I do better than birthday.
It'd be nice to be surprised once in a while, right?
Yeah, but you know, Christmas is, I think as we get older, it's more about just the day and the experience of being with the family. It's less about presents, I think.
Gross.
Well, this year, I'm going to get Thanksgiving. I'm going to get the all the kids under the same roof.
You should have a turkey.
I have a question about that before we get to the game. I got the game right here
Game's
in my hand.
I'm
right?
Sorry.
Right.
This is the question I have. Because they're all under the same roof, I am very conscious this year of getting lots of pictures.
Okay.
To the extent where the
For insurance purposes?
No, stop it. Of getting them, you know, all. And I thought it might be cute to get them all in like little Christmassy sweaters and stuff like that and have a picture taken down here. Question for you.
Okay.
So we have beau number one and beau number two. All right. Both of my children are living in sin.
Yes.
Do I include the two beaus in the Christmas picture?
I say, you want to answer first?
No, I want to hear what you say first.
Okay. First of all, it's not like you're hiring a professional photographer, so take a version of each. and the version that has the bows in it, put them on the outside edge so they can be cropped out later if needed.
All right. That's good. Yeah. I like that one. That's good. I think that's a good solution.
I'm shocked. I was going to say something similar. Just the one outlier would be this.
See, you two agree periodically.
The one outlier would be this. You have to lighten the moment when you have the shift.
All right. Now just the kids.
Okay. No. Now just the vested ones.
The vested ones. Yeah. There we go.
Now just the ones that we'll be seeing in calendar year 2022.
All right. Which of you two is thinking about a marriage proposal sooner? I could care less. They can do whatever they want. So without further ado.
Oh, it's time for the game.
We have to get to the game right now.
Back to the game.
And are you ready?
I am.
Ready.
This should be.
Pumped to be ready.
Stop it. Let's play the game, shall we?
Do you need to review the rules?
You can. You're a rule person. All
right. There are four ways to win big, right?
Yeah, four big ways to win big.
I'm sorry.
And Mike will read a series of clues in an inverted pyramid system leading up to guessing who the F is it. We will use these clues to form our guesses. At the end of each round, there will be a sound to indicate guessing has stopped. And when you're ready to guess, you have to go, I've got it!
If you guess incorrectly...
Yeah, but there's no penalty other than the embarrassing sound.
No, there's no penalty. And also, there is a shelf life. You have, I've got it right here. You have roughly 35 seconds per clue.
All right.
I love it.
To when you hear the clue, to noodle it through. And when you get to the end of that, that's what you hear. We move on to the next
clue.
What's
the lifetime score?
Lifetime score, I believe, is...
4-2
I was going to say either 3-2 or 4-2
I like 4-2
Okay, I think it's probably 100-2
You know what I like?
I'm the Jeopardy champ.
Yes.
I like famous people.
Nice.
I like to play famous people games. The game is called Who the F Is It? We're going to play it right now. All right. Anyway, let's get started, shall we?
Yes.
Let's do it.
This individual was born... In 1937.
1937, damn. Making them...
Yes, 1937.
Making 82. Them... No, 85.
85?
Yeah.
Seven?
Yeah, because 63 plus 22 is 85. Someone did the
83.
Math.
83.
Yeah, 82 is closer to 83. I win.
So it's an older person... Okay.
I'm sorry. Your time is up. Spent too much time arguing about
math.
The dates. Let's go
math.
To the next statement. In his...
Oh, it's a man.
Rob, that sounded so fake exciting, but made me laugh.
So genuine.
In his... It's a man.
It's not fake excitement. You know I love games.
In his school days, he immersed himself in art.
Art.
An artist.
See, when I heard 37, my immediate thought was an NFL player. But if it's someone who immersed themselves in art...
Sorry, your time's up for that second.
Stop the discussion.
You can't move on. We have to move on to clue number three.
Right.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Let's do this.
This individual's father, his father was a baker.
Father was a baker, and it's a man.
Baker, an artist, a man, walk into a bar.
So maybe the art involves something he learned at the bakery, like decorating cakes. Do you know any famous
83-year-old Duff Goldman?
He works with Muppets, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so no, it's too old to be done.
It's over.
Terribly sorry, your time's up for that clue. We go on to clue number four. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's play Who the F Is It? He now resides in Malibu.
Ooh-wee.
That beautiful, beautiful strip of land known as Malibu, California.
Now, Johnny Carson lived in Malibu, but Johnny was older than that, and Johnny's not the son of a baker. And I'm getting the impression this person is alive. Based on the clues we've been given.
Well, the clue was he now resides in Malibu. So that would go
reading into the clues, yes.
Malibu in this.
I'm terribly sorry, though. You didn't get it there.
Brutal.
So, all right, here we go. This is an interesting one right here. In 2008, this individual, he started a weight loss program. And by 2010, he had lost 80 pounds.
Holy smokes. I'm so close.
How close are you?
Not that close.
It's a guy who used to be fat, and he lives in Malibu.
When you lose 80 pounds in Malibu.
Yeah. His father was a baker. Maybe yes. That's why he needed to lose 80 pounds. And Mike, it's a right. Man.
It's a man. Sorry, it's time for clue number
lost
five.
80
sorry.
Pounds.
Clue number six. You're up to clue number
yes,
six
now. Right, of 10.
And so far, it doesn't appear that there's been any progress made.
Some
so
traction.
That's, that to me is a win. He is a member of Greenpeace.
I've got it.
Yes, Oscar.
Go ahead.
Bob Barker.
I'm sorry. We have to hit the... I'm sorry.
Remember when Bob correct. Barker lost 80 pounds?
Yeah, that
disappeared from that the wouldn't face work. Of the
he
earth.
Was infirmed.
All right, times. Now, listen. If you happen to just... The way who the F is it works is I throw out all this stuff and I
right.
try to make it as non-obvious as possible.
Right.
And then hoping something might click with one of you guys. And this is one of those clues right now.
Okay, you think so, this might be it.
Let's see what happens. He has one child, and his wife's name, his current wife's name, he's had multiple marriages.
Yes.
His current wife's name is Petronella.
Ooh. Ooh. Sounds like a spice.
No, the good thing about her is when she's outside, mosquitoes stay away.
That's citronella,
what's
Rob.
That? Okay.
Petronella. The citronella candle that we use.
Lost 80 pounds.
Greenpeace.
Weight loss.
Malibu, immersed in art, baker father.
I'm sorry, time is Bupkis. Up for that.
Yeah,
now, we move into the last three, and there's a bonus clue this time.
Oh, I love
just
it.
Just in case you don't all get right. it. A bonus clue, but this one might turn the tide.
All right.
Let's play Who the F Is It.
All right.
Let's do it.
He was born in Wales.
No wonder he likes Greenpeace.
Yeah, and no wonder his father was a baker.
Not that kind of whales, you moron. But funny.
It's Jonah. The man is named Jonah. So Wales, meaning he is of British extraction and now lives in Malibu.
It has to be some
Do
sort of
Do you have any guesses?
I have none guesses.
Then let's move
You've
on.
You've crafted quite a pyramid here.
I've started to yes. you know, to learn you.
Yeah.
I've learned ye.
Yeah.
That's the way it's gone here. All right. Well, like many, many talented people in his field, he was a member of the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts.
That takes away a guess that I was ruminating on.
What was the guess you were going to ruminate on?
If I almost just rang in before this clue with Tom Jones.
Yeah, because you heard Wales. And Tom Jones, probably one of the most famous Welshmen.
Yeah, and also about the right age for Tom Jones. But, and multiple marriage. No, I think Tom Jones only
Sean
married
Connery's
once.
Sean Connery's dead, and he was never fat.
No.
So that's
I just did it. I knew I'd do it.
What'd you do?
So I'll have to do that with my mouth now. Because this soundboard is a piece of garbage.
Maybe we should give you doubles of everything. Just in case.
No, what I should have is a better technology.
Yes.
It doesn't work with me. It does. When you press something and you press it like you do when you're a disc jockey, that's the way you press a button.
Boom. Yep.
That's the way. You do that with iPads and computers. So anyway, you didn't get that one. Ready to move on?
Actor. Yes, right. please.
I just got rid of the music for the other one.
I can play music.
You should have a backup here.
Well, I never got these elements. These are his elements.
Don't let him be selfish.
No. Okay, Mike, here you go.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
In the middle. Now, turn it off. When we... all I have is this.
This is
that's good.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
That's what I have. All right, here we go. We're at the last clue.
The last clue.
Is this the bonus clue?
No, this is the last clue.
The last
clue,
of the proper
clue. There will
bonus.
Be a bonus
okay.
clue.
All right. Oh, very good.
He composed a waltz at the age of 26.
Oh, man.
Fat.
He's a fat Musical man.
Born in 1937.
Then got skinny. Is he a dancer?
He's a member of Greenpeace. We know this.
He loves the water and whales.
Who's the British guy that's on the dancing show, Dance with the Stars?
Is Tom Bergeron?
No, the British
man
guy.
Man, man.
I have no guess.
No guess at all.
No guess. No, I'm stumped.
All right, then it is on to our bonus clue.
Yes.
All right.
And I hope
me too.
One or both of you get at this. He likes Chianti.
And Farmer Beans, I got it. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Oh, he's in Hannibal
Lecter. I've got it.
God damn it.
Rob Spiewak.
Anthony Hopkins.
Congratulations, it's Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah!
It's
Oscar
Anthony
played
Hopkins.
The game poorly.
Yes.
I should have kept that inner monologue inside.
That's why it's an inner monologue.
Damn it.
Glad you'd get that. Went right to the Hannibal Lecter
and
clue.
And the streak
at the
continues.
There. Yes. Philip Anthony Hopkins, born December 31st, 1937. He's 83. He was born in Port Talbot, Glamorgan, Wales. He's a Welshman. His alma mater is the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts. He is an actor. He is a director. He is a producer. He is a composer.
I did not know that. That's a curveball.
And he is a painter. So I was able to do the bait and switch. And he's been active since 1960.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
When he got skinny.
Yeah.
Is that where do you see him skinny?
I don't
father
know.
Father or doubt or one of those?
You know what? I think that maybe he just carried a lot of extra weight for a long period of
got
time,
it.
And then
yeah.
he got he shed it. I didn't notice any
didn't
real
he
like
play
before and after.
He played Hitchcock in a movie.
Well,
and he was pretty heavy then. Yeah,
yeah. But was his acting? Were his acting chops still in play? Because I never noticed any diminishing returns.
Hopkins quit smoking using the Alan Carr method. In 2008, he embarked on a weight loss program, and by 2010, he had lost 80 pounds.
Wow!
You know, if he spread it over 2 years. It's
probably
pretty gradual.
Notice. You can't notice it.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, I could have used this one. He also said that in an interview that he had been diagnosed with Asperger syndrome.
Really?
But that he was high end. Hopkins has a
He's
pet
always been
cat
classy.
Named Niblo, which he adopted in Budapest. Isn't that right? My Budapest cat.
This is my Hungarian cat.
That is, yeah.
I know the dog.
And he's been, the reason they used him, he's been quoted a lot lately for, you know, how to live life and what you do with
it
your friends and stuff like that. It's kind of cool.
By far your hardest who the F is it?
Thank you. I just whipped that up. I get the Jones to do these right before
so
the show, and I knock them out, and it's easy. I mean, I know
it's not easy for us.
No,
it's not easy for you, but it's easy
Jesus
to get them. You get them. You know, you go to a wiki and you check it out, and then maybe you do a deeper dive on a couple of things. You'd be amazed how many wikis are very, very light on personal detail.
Really?
It's all about the accomplishments of famous people. You know, what movie they did this, where their career was here, where their
career
was there.
Sometimes you can snag a wacky trivia on their IMDb page too.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you. I didn't want to do this in the middle of the game. I'll ask you now. So when my little sound things go into the ether,
right?
You know, without really anything telling me, do you really want to delete?
Yeah. Is or this
do
the soundboard on your computer or
this
on an
iPad?
This
is the soundboard on my computer.
Okay.
Where do they travel to? Because they're obviously still in there somewhere.
Yeah. Know this.
Where do they
the
go?
The soundboard program it really doesn't like hold the audio. It just points your computer to the audio.
Yes.
It's almost like a roadmap.
So it would be in
it's
iTunes.
It's absolutely in your iTunes or in a folder somewhere. Yeah.
God, it's a cookie
so
inside
tedious.
A cookie.
Yeah.
It's a cookie inside
I'd
a cookie.
I'd love a cookie
but,
right now. I'm so
that, I would too. Cookie I would too. So that's it. Anthony Hopkins, incredible actor.
Thank you.
That movie, The Father, I thought he was phenomenal in that. Mm-hmm. It was really, you know, it was really an example of a scary movie for older people to look at that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't mind being the guy. Well, I don't know if you watched 60 Minutes with Tony Bennett.
Mike,
if you got a chance to see
I
that.
Actually watched it the day after because we were traveling the day it aired. And
right.
You said, you're going to love it. And Carrie looked at me and said, what is the matter with you? I was
just weeping
tears
openly.
Rolling down my face.
Well,
it was so well produced. It was such a great piece.
It was so well produced, and it was so poignant.
Yeah. Yes.
And they really communicated this, which I found spectacular, that, you know, Tony is not aware of a lot that's going on with the stage of Alzheimer's that he's experiencing right now. when Lady Gaga walked out on stage, and they caught that moment of her entrance onto the stage where he was Lady Gaga, which he hadn't referred to her by her name in months.
Right.
When they were rehearsing together, it was just, I thought it was amazing.
It was to remarkable. See
that. I'd like to be the guy that's kind of just out there. I don't want to be the guy like Anthony Hopkins that's very vocal and seeing things and angry. I'd rather be just kind of placid.
Way you are now.
I felt terrible for him.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I had a completely different response to that.
How do you mean?
Why the F are they? It's like, let the man just live his life in privacy. He's probably made enough money. Why do you continue pushing him out there if he's clearly
sick? I don't think they do. I think when I saw the way he reacted to the music, and when they brought, one of my favorite moments is when they were in Tony's, I guess, apartment in New York, and they brought in his accompanist, his piano player, and he was just selecting songs out of the air, and to watch Tony Bennett remember the words and sing them the way he sang them, and the joy in his face. I think the music is the joy.
The world remember him in his prime.
Let me tell you what was great. What was the story, the gist of the story? They don't need the money, and the wife doesn't need the money at all. And Lady Gaga certainly doesn't
need
the money.
His wife,
Petronella Bennett. None of the principals really needed the money for one concert to come out.
Right.
I think they did two nights, maybe.
I think that's right.
Rob,
yeah,
did
that's
they
right.
do two, uh-huh. two nights? I don't think anybody needed that money to, but they felt that this was an opportunity for him to say goodbye to his fans. And when they realized that these connections were being made in his brain by performing, and then doing it on, and when he performed on stage, even more so.
Yeah,
I've read about this, and I've heard about this, that if you show somebody a particular skill, Glenn Campbell at the end of his life was able to play the guitar beautifully, even though he probably wouldn't remember meeting you a half hour before. Mm-hmm. And they might have pushed that a little bit as well. But I think
anything to make the brain fire. My dad's twin, he had horrible dementia towards the end. My dad's mother as well. But showing them pictures and telling stories, you can watch it register. You can see it in their eyes. Even if they can't speak to remark to it, you see the synapses firing. Okay. And I think that with Tony Bennett, a man who is, an accomplished painter author.
On his way.
What would you do, Oscar? Would you warehouse them? Is that what you would do?
No.
Warehouse the people with dementia? Send them away? Send them to a facility? Is that what you would do?
Put them like,
I just wouldn't put them on national television after they've done so much already.
Treat them like Edward G. Robinson when he says, classical.
I made me uncomfortable classical. That he was already doing these tours. Even when did Jim? A couple years ago?
4 years ago.
Four years ago, right?
Now,
very little movement.
When you talk about somebody overstaying their welcome, I get it. I've not been a fan of the way the Bob Hopes did it, where he went on far too long. Yeah. I didn't like that. I don't think anybody should do that. I think at a certain point, if you are able, and by the way, there are people who do it for the money.
Yeah.
They keep going. They keep chugging along because they need the money.
A lot of people said with Bob Hope, it was Dolores's revenge.
Like to get on stage?
No,
with it?
Because
she became a part of the
He treated her really bad. He treated her really bad for a long time as far as like the tours. When he would pick the starlets.
Oh, he was a philanderer, right? Is that
and
what you're
Dolores
saying?
Dolores' revenge was to make him work up till the very end.
Really? I don't know about that. Yeah. I mean, but it's just to me, I agree with Oscar to the point where you let the, retire at your peak. It's the same with a ball player. You don't want to see a ball player break down. And Tony Bennett, I think went on probably 10 more years than he should have with that particular situation. But at the end, when this is a terminal disease and he's out there and he really can't register what people, with memory and things like that.
But he remembers
the music. It was stunning to watch that. And then when he came out, he went, wow, look at this. Look at this, everybody. Mm-hmm. Wow. And as somebody who's done an impression of Tony Bennett for a long time, I probably 20 years ago said Tony Bennett should
it
in.
Yeah. I just have this scene playing in my head that is. By the way, you see that piece, it's beautiful, it's gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful
It's a love
piece
letter to your soul, especially if you've dealt with this in your personal life. The dark side of Santana says there was a private room stage left where somebody was in there with the doctor. I said, all right, now juice him up. Juice him up for this one last concert. He can make it through this.
Like,
just an hour.
Inject him like Jerry Glanville on the sidelines so he's got a knee injury. Yes. Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah. Give him the needle.
No. I don't think it works that way. No. I think it's got to be cognitive. Because, I think they've got to see
you
something.
You know that shot that can cure Alzheimer's for 20 minutes, right?
Is that a special, by the way? Is that concert going to be aired? Yeah, I would assume it would have to be.
I'm sure they're going to do something with it. It can't just have been.
Then Oscar's right. It's a $75 pay-per-view.
And in the last part of it, actually, he goes up against Mayweather.
Tonight, we welcome Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, Mike Tyson, and Sugar Ray Leonard, and in a Don King production. Yes, sir.
Each one of them is going to punch you, and you won't remember.
I don't remember.
I got no memory of that hit.
What? Why is my eye black? I don't know.
You're such a monster. I thought I was just singing
some Cole Porter, and all of a sudden I got a broken leg.
It's incredible. Go to your corners, boys. I left my heart.
Anyway, but it was so sweet.
It was.
I'm not a big Tony Bennett fan, but I thought it was so sweet. And, you know, Lady Gaga is,
wonderful.
I think, a super cool lady. Oh, you know, I think she really
comes
is.
Off.
She's some.
Like, she didn't need any more PR after saving her dog Walker's life.
Yeah.
And then also.
Right. Yeah. She's probably just somebody who just puts herself in situations because she's a good person. Nice.
Well, you remember when I saw Tony Bennett 4 years ago, she walked out on stage.
It's a big deal.
I mean, do you know the way they could sell tickets if they promoted
Man.
She was going to be there?
By the way, does she do normal tours anymore? Is she touring this year?
I remember she toured 2 years ago. Like
not
right before
the pandemic. Not
and I almost bought tickets, but I will not miss the next time she comes through town.
I'd love to see her.
I would too. I think
maybe we can get her to open for the Mike O'Mara show live.
I'd like that. I think that would be nice.
We should call the Bennett camp and say, hey, you really that hard up for this? Let's see what we can do in Vegas.
Hey, I need you to do a favor for my friend Mike O'Mara.
Then I'll come out on that tiny little stage and I'll go,
wow.
Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll come back with the homepage. Lots of fun happening. And we took a beautiful moment and we managed to soil it. That was absolutely spectacular.
Juice him up, Mike.
And
hope you enjoyed Who the F Is It?
Tony Hopkins.
Tony, thank you. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everybody. Hello, everybody. This is Bob Barker. And yes, I'm still alive. When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Bunch, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the Bonus Game. I hated the Bonus Game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me. You can buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, Bob. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Pendulum, a new sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show. The science is clear. A healthy gut microbiome with the good bacteria that help our bodies process food is key to a healthy lifestyle. But now we're learning about the connection between your gut microbiome health and type 2 diabetes. Pendulum Glucose Control is the first and only medical probiotic that's designed to manage A1C and blood glucose levels through the health of your microbiome. Mm-hmm. For those with type 2 diabetes, diet and exercise alone don't always manage it. The best approach emphasizes diet, exercise, and a healthy gut microbiome. This connection has been widely recognized by leading scientists studying diabetes, including the American Diabetes Association, the Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins, and others. Pendulum Glucose Control helps fill in the gaps by providing the first and only probiotic probiotic designed to manage blood glucose and A1C levels. With Pendulum, you can feel in control of your A1C levels, not the other way around. Take control of your glucose levels today. Try Pendulum Glucose Control for 90 days. If you're not satisfied with your levels, you'll get your money back. Visit Pendulum. Is it Pendulum Life, Rob?
Yes.
Okay. Visit PendulumLife.com to find out more. Use promo code TMOS for 20% off your first bottle of membership.
Mm-hmm.
Off your first bottle of membership?
Yeah, you're joined as a member, and the first bottle is the first bottle of your membership.
Of your membership.
Yes. Exactly.
Pony needs money. That's P-E-N.
Jesus.
DulumLife.com, promo code TMOS.
TMOS.
Thank you, Pendulum.
Thank you.
All right.
Get it.
Try harder. I'm going to yell at you like I yell at myself now. You know that?
Understood.
I'm going to do that.
Reese, can you just do one? Just one when we have a new client? Just one. You made it almost to the end. You really did.
This is why you need a...
of the World Wide Web and
supervisor.
It's what you need to know. Right. This is the homepage.
All right, it is the homepage, ladies and gentlemen. I'm mad. Anyway, there's a website called WikiFeet where you can... Really, I mean, it's just like... There you go.
It's understandable.
There's our new advertiser, you know. There's a website called WikiFeet where you can spend all day checking out celebrities' feet. It seems like most celebs get the five-star treatment, although for some reason... Miley Cyrus only has 4.
Oh, dear.
It should probably go without saying that this site only has pictures of women. I'm sure there are female foot fetishists out there, but it seems like it's more like a guy thing, of course. Mm-hmm. WikiFeet also has a dating platform and a merchandise store. I am not lying about that. Where you can buy WikiFeet baby clothes if you really like WikiFeet.
2 ex-girlfriends ago... she was approached at a gas station, classy lady, and the guy offered to pay her $20 for a picture of her feet, and she said no. And
like randomly at a gas station.
Yes. And she said, I remember she said no, and then he's like, fine, 40. She said no. Got him up to 80, and he took 2 quick iPhone pictures.
Like at the gas station?
At the gas station.
$80, that's it.
Wow.
And then get in your car and drive as fast as you can.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Back in the day, old Paris Hilton, oh, my God, she was the it girl. She was the wild child.
Mm-hmm.
And she was always in the news, a la the Kardashians that we have right now. Well, Paris's mom, Kathy Hilton, used all that media attention to keep tabs on her. She says, quote, this is so Hollywood.
Sad.
I used to call the city desk at the New York Post. I would say at 1 in the morning, excuse me, hi, it's Kathy Hilton. Do you by any chance know Paris, where she is right now?
Really?
God, calling the newspaper desk.
Wow.
Usually they'd be able to track her down exactly. Which is hysterical.
That's amazing.
She said, that's the way I lived for years. Those were pretty scary times for Kathy and her husband, Rick. She says there were times when Paris wouldn't come home for days. We knew what she was doing then.
I guess, and it seems so old school because Paris doesn't seem like she was the it girl that longer that a newspaper would be the go-to.
At the time,
yeah.
Well, think about Inception-wise, TMZ was just getting started.
That's true. That is
true. That is amazing that she got that she found her that way. I guess at a certain point with Poor Little Rich Girl, you throw your hands up in the air and say, whatever.
I mean, Conrad Hilton was too busy building an empire. He couldn't figure out what was going on.
Talking to Don Draper.
His son Rick, right? Isn't that Rick Hilton that inherited the empire?
Yes.
Isn't that the way? Renee Zellweger is playing real-life convicted killer Pam Hupp. I missed that story. I didn't know about
it. How do you spell the last name?
H-U-P-P. I know about it now. She's a notorious murderess. And the new NBC series is called The Thing About Pam. But this requires her to wear a fat suit and possibly a prosthetic nose. It'll be interesting to see if Renee receives any backlash since that Sarah Paulson issue and Gwyneth Paltrow. You know, enough. So what? They're playing a role.
I know.
They're actresses. Yeah. Let them put on the fat suit,
for Christ's
sake.
You know how hard it is to find good people to work these days?
Yeah.
Skinny to get the job done, let them do
it. Absolutely.
How much is it any different than wearing makeup, really, when you get down to it?
No, it's not.
Well, there's a lot of calories
involved. In Renee's defense, she's made comments in the past about how gaining and losing weight for roles has led to panic attacks. Pam Hupp is currently serving life for a 2016 murder. She also recently pleaded not guilty to another murder in 2011. So who
knows? It's going to be softcore, right?
I'm not sure with Renee. I saw a picture of her. She looks totally different. You wouldn't recognize her at all. This one for Pauly Christine. Paul Stanley says the Kiss Farewell Tour will wrap up late in 2022, and then that's it.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. The fact is, he says, quote, physically, it's an incredibly demanding thing to do what we do. Or he should say, physically, it's an amazingly demanding thing to do what we do. We're running around for 2+ hours, not only with guitars, but I've got 30+ pounds of gear on. There's a point where you go, you know what? This is more challenge than I want. And I only want to do it as long as I can do it smiling. He adds, quote, you can play beat the clock, but ultimately the clock wins. True, true, true. Both Paul and Gene Simmons have said Kiss could continue without them. And Kiss. But Paul hasn't changed his mind. Quote, Kiss has a life of its own. I couldn't stop Kiss if I wanted to. The band is so much more than the music. Yeah.
Always has been.
Kiss.
Yeah.
Right?
Tribute act. Yeah.
You get royalties for life.
Yeah. Do it before Gene Simmons totally turns into Jackie Mason.
I think that the Father Time... The thing about Father Time is that we want to make sure the Kiss is the bigger.
There are now digital fashion stores. I thought this was so fascinating. That sell digital outfits that the stores simply Photoshop onto a customer's photo or videos to be posted on social media. And there's growth potential beyond that. They could become a way for you to dress your avatar when interacting in online games and meeting places, just like this that's amazing. It's supposed to be become as common as more of our engagement happens virtually. For kids, gamers, and social media users, the appeal is evident. For others, this may sound absurd. But after quarantines and social distancing the past 18 months, it's easier to see how a cool digital shirt would be more visible than, say, a new outfit you bought in February of 2020.
Do they come in the larger sizes?
I don't think you need to get one. You just have you'd have a big, giant, fat head.
You have to pay for the pixel. There's a pixel limit for sizing. Okay. As you go from small, medium to large and XL.
So I have to go to, like, Rochester, big and tall.
Oh, it says the cost here. How much does a digital outfit cost? The prices at one store range from $25 hats to hundreds of dollars for a dress. So basically the same as real clothes.
Wow.
And some real clothes, as you know, charge more for the larger sizes.
This is true. Can you move it from photo to photo, though?
These are great questions.
Yeah, it's curious.
So you want to wear the same shirts you wear all the time with your digital clothes, too?
No, but I'm thinking that if you're paying $200 for a digital shirt, maybe you want to put it in a different situation.
And multiple software.
I'd be more interested in a digital body.
Yeah, got it.
Speaking of digital bodies, a third of Americans admit they've intentionally bought too much Halloween candy before so they'd have leftover candy they could eat themselves.
All three of us, right?
Yes, of course.
My mom did it. I do it. Everyone does it.
I bought Halloween candy in February.
You're supposed to buy it right after Halloween.
Well, that's when you get the deals. That's right.
Oh, February 2020.
Why is this chocolate bar so dusty?
What's that? Yeah, this chocolate's like, is this white chocolate? No, it's just the white.
It is now.
The candy bar has turned white. 40% of us have also bought additional Halloween candy in November because the discounts are too hard to resist.
I'm shutting off the lights this year. I'm not doing it this year.
You didn't do it last year.
That's right. Well, last year, I think because of COVID, I don't think anybody did it.
But you're not going to do it.
You should have fun.
Have a couple of cocktails.
You should record it as well.
It makes it drives Linus crazy, and it's really a whole thing.
Is there another room where you could put Linus?
What I could do is do the thing that the neighbor wants to do, which is sit on the porch. So you don't make the people come up.
I just think it might be fun for you.
I like handing out beers to the grown-ups.
Just get hammered.
Yeah, it's fun.
Get hammered on Halloween. Yeah. Make it special. And now a little something. Some lady near Cleveland caught her mailman peeing on her mailbox last month.
Oh.
And it wasn't the first time he'd done it. Ew. Earwigs. Ew. When she saw him do it, she confronted him. He hadn't even zipped up yet, so there he was in, you know, out of his little mailman pants or shorts in full view.
It always costs a little more money to send tubes in the mail.
It's not clear whether where he peed on the mailbox.
Yeah.
But it was an apartment building, so I'm not sure what kind of mailbox it even was.
Well, probably the grouping. You had one of these.
Sure.
I did.
Like a 5x4?
Yeah.
He started yelling at her and poured out a water bottle, apparently to wash away the pee. What a pig.
Ew.
God, oh, that's
well,
a
don't
kink.
Dogs pee on there as well?
Yeah, dogs pee on there. Yeah. But I mean, it's
the same thing.
Yeah, but dogs also sniff each other's asses. That's not okay.
Yeah, you don't want your mailman doing that down the street.
You don't do that to Linus?
No.
I've been this all the time.
Well, ma'am, I've got your... doing it at the office.
I've got your refund check here. So she called the cops. They tracked the mailman down, and before they could even ask him a question, he told him he just spilled his water bottle. So that seems suspicious. He denied the whole thing and called the allegation crazy.
Yeah.
But the cops said the mailbox still smelled like urine and cited him for public indecency, which I think is pretty
parking
cool.
Parking garages are in the city, Mike.
Notorious.
Are a cesspool of urine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
every Monday when you roll in, you're like... And then, by the way, how lazy do you have to be to take a leak in your garage of your building when you can just walk, get on an elevator, and get off on your own floor?
And also,
well, I'd say that's not when you're going to work. That's probably when you're coming home from the night before. Perhaps.
Could be. And also, that's pick up those masks. Pick up those urine-soaked masks that are everywhere in our garage.
Yeah. The postalman did it right out in the open on the mailbox.
Yeah.
You know, I know when you go postal, you whip out a gun, but that's not the gun I had in mind. Am I right, ladies? Here we go. There it is. Yes, sir. Old school.
Ladies.
Old school. We'll take a break and we'll come back with something. We've got a lot to talk about here because this is the Mike O'Meara Show, and we have something interesting to discuss every day of the week. And if you disagree, the initials are BM.
Oh.
Hit me!
The TMOS Bonus Show has what listeners crave.
It's got electrolytes.
If you like TMOS, join Mike, Rob, and Oscar for the TMOS Bonus Show every week.
Why don't we just try it and not worry about what plants crave?
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
Buy it for yourself or give it to a friend and help the show grow.
Like out the toilet?
I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
The time is now to subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show.
Do it. Do it now!
Click the banner at Mike O'Meara Show.
It's got electrolytes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. The 10-year treasury, which mortgage rates follow, has moved off its lows, indicating interest rates may be rising soon. So, what does that mean for you? Well, if you haven't taken advantage of the low rates and the increase in your home's equity by now, I have to ask you, why not? Why not? With record low interest rates and the availability of all this equity, you can pay off credit cards, student loans, remove PMI, or complete the home improvement project you've been putting off. It makes sense. And you can make all the stuff you're doing tax deductible.
Yes.
You have to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial today. Cornerstone First is a direct lender, which means they have their own money so they can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, whether it's a purchase or refinance. Call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Hello, Santos.
Good boy.
Hello, Santos, that little doggy. That's such a kisses, good boy.
Kisses.
It's not a question of if, but when these rates will go back up. So do you and your family a favor and call today, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. I love those dogs. Golden Doodle, right? That's the...
Labradoodle.
Huh. Labradoodle, and he just
Labradoodle.
Got a haircut.
Okay, yellow
he is,
Labradoodle.
He is so handsome right now. He's a good boy, and he is our good pod dog. We love him.
He just wanted some attention, Mike.
That's all. That's
wonderful.
He's a lap dog.
I love my dog, Winslow. I'm so into dogs right now. It's just, it's amazing. I used to come in here and, you know, I would use dogs for material because they drove me nuts. Now, they do drive me nuts when Carla comes rolling back in with my son this afternoon. You'll probably hear the... But anyway, let's move on. I want to talk about something you brought up early in the week, and it's grilled cheese, because I am fascinated by this. Although, based on my digestive tract right now, I probably should be avoiding cheese of all kinds.
Cheese?
Because I'm just trying to get the plumbing working a little better today, but that's neither here nor there. What is the key to Carla is, in my opinion, of all the things she cooks,
yeah,
she's not in the kitchen all the time. She's not Ina Garten. She's not doing that. But she does do certain things amazingly well.
Yeah.
And the grilled cheese she makes for my son is absolutely flawless. And I'm curious to hear what you got.
Mike, I think this qualifies. I always thought the secret going into making a grilled cheese is cook it low and slow. Because if you cook it too
Carla
fast.
Might agree with you.
I thought it was the bread.
Well, bread is good. But Mike, this is from the Washington Post. How to make a better grilled cheese. 7 tips.
I like it when you feign interest in a subject.
Well, you all don't realize that there is a restaurant, and I'll get the name. It's on my Postmates. That just does grilled cheese. Every iteration of grilled cheese.
Oh, it's a very city type of thing.
Is it
thing.
Melt?
What do you mean?
Is it called Melt?
No, it's not called Melt.
Because there's a burger place called Melt.
No, but it's thick. You can get Texas toast with grilled cheese. You can do everything.
Wasn't there a restaurant in New York, Rob, back in the day? I had like the worst hangover. I didn't eat it.
It was a peanut butter.
They made just peanut butter and jelly?
It was only peanut butter and jelly. Mm-hmm. And Mike had the worst hangover when he got there. I remember we were at a restaurant. We actually went like across town to do this. And we were seated and we all got peanut butter and jelly. And Mike got a Diet Coke. And I watched him stare into
it
nothing.
Was horrible. It was horrible.
The closest
Don't
one is half a mile away.
Yes.
I've not
What's
been
it
to
called
this
again?
One.
What's it called?
GCDC Grilled Cheese Bar.
Oh, Grilled Cheese District of Columbia. Yeah.
GCDC. What a terrible name.
Grilled Cheese DC. I like GCDC. I buy a t-shirt.
Yeah, it's a great band.
GCDC.
Yeah.
Hey!
I'll have the Angus grilled cheese, please.
I got to.
It's melting.
A Varty sandwich for me.
Grilled cheese.
I want to put a slice of cheese on the bread.
Grilled cheese.
All right. So, Mike, the first tip makes sense to me, although it seems like an extra step. Use shredded cheese when you make a grilled cheese sandwich.
Okay, I can see that point. I've never heard of it. And,
shredded cheese?
Shredded
I've
cheese
never
instead
heard
of the
that.
Singles.
That's crazy.
Yep. For more even melting, it also gives you more control of the amount because if you're going by slices of, say, like American, it's either one or two. But if you could do like the equivalent of 1.5. Also, the editors at Bon Appetit say use a Y peeler, like a potato peeler, to do long ribbons of cheese if you want to.
Oh, now, okay. Now
I
you're
take a ribbon of cheese any
look,
day.
I was going to go with the prepackaged shredded cheese.
I would think you could do that.
Here's something that I can bring to that. I believe, I could be wrong about this, but I believe they use more preservatives or the shredded cheese that's packaged.
I always felt that it has
something in it that's not, it's hinky.
There's something that keeps it from clumping, some sort of agent. And I think that's right. So if I was
better
to do
get a block of the stuff and shred it yourself.
Mike, maybe you need at number two to upgrade your fat.
Oh, really? Like what you put on in the pan or on the bread?
Yeah, they say most common is using a neutral oil. I've always used butter. I think butter is standard, right? You butter the bread and then you do that. But it recommends here you can use mayonnaise.
I thought it was
mayonnaise is a biggie. Yeah. Mayonnaise is I've known about that you put mayo on and you spread it on the outside. You don't put it in the pan, obviously.
Right.
You spread it on the outside of the bread and you cook it that way. Carla uses butter too, Rob. That's what she uses on I think it makes the best crispy crust.
And also, if you really want to go the extra mile, you can use rendered bacon fat, say in this.
That sounds great.
That does sound. It does sound that really sounds good, like. I mean, it would
bacon
be. And the rendered bacon fat you could put in it. Do you still save your bacon fat?
Of course. Always
still,
have.
So you have, if I went into your refrigerator now, you'd have like a foil covering over a can of bacon fat.
Just a can, yeah. But the thing is that
how many pounds?
No, it's like the size. It was like a tomato can. So I probably have like maybe a cup of bacon fat right
You're
now.
You're fighting tomato cans, Rock.
Not rendered. To be fair, it's not rendered. I would have to.
Wait a minute. So, what's the rendering process?
Rendering is when you bring it to a liquid state by slow
and strain it.
And strain it. Yeah, you have to render it.
This
down.
Is going
to
be a dumb question. The only rendered I know is when rendering a video.
Yeah.
What's rendered fat?
Rendered fat is you like when you cook bacon.
Yes.
It's going to make it's going to give off a lot of fat. Then you can take the bacon out, and inside is the bacon fat. If you
that
just
you're not
take
supposed
that
to put down the drain,
You're not supposed to put it down the drain. That's absolutely true. But what most people do, if they're going to save it, they pour it into a can, but it's got all the gribblies in there. Some might say it's got all the good things in it. But when you render it, you just put it through a strainer, and that's rendering.
Put some hair on your chest.
It also, Mike, as I read up on it, it removes, it evaporates the moisture, so it makes it more shelf stable. So you cook, you're also cooking out all the extra water that's in the fat. So that's okay. What
water. All right. I might try that. That's
okay, this is a fascinating one. It says before assembling your sandwich, griddle the inside of the bread first, and then flip it. That way,
that's cool.
The area that touches the cheese is already hot, and it speeds melting,
and doesn't ruin the bread.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't it really the fun of a grilled cheese sandwich? Isn't a little bit of the fun the speed of really cooking a hot sandwich? I mean, really, that's what, let's be honest.
But it's got to be slow, because if you are cooking it too hot, the bread will burn before the cheese is melted.
I get that,
but the idea of toasting both sides of the bread is a little, you know, that's a little exciting. This is getting into Alton Brown.
I don't think so, because this next one just makes perfect. I think this makes perfect sense.
But it's like, do both sides. Why do both sides? Just put, it's going to get hot anyway, and especially if you take your time with it, why waste your time toasting the inside? I want to eat, for Christ's sake. Come on.
Mike, maybe what you need to speed the melting is a heat dome.
A heat dome.
Yes.
Is that putting something over the sandwich?
It recommends a small pot lid. And it'll actually seal in the heat, so it melts faster within.
I would make the best grilled cheese sandwiches in college just out of, like, the George Foreman grill with a heat dome.
I don't understand. Am I supposed to argue with him? I don't know what he's doing.
You can make the same thing.
How can I yes and that?
Well, it's got a heat dome, right?
But the George Foreman grill is more of a panini press. Yeah, but that's the perfect.
Isn't it?
It really is. It really
perfect
is.
Device to cook a grilled cheese.
Toasting both sides. Mm. I didn't have the rendered lard.
No.
I like the dome.
I like the mayo.
I like the idea of the bacon fat. Kind of cool, but although that's not healthy to, you know, to have your bacon fat hang around. I don't like the both sides. Oh, the both sides of the cheese is
good. They spoke to some restaurateurs, and they said if you really want to up the flavor ratio, put some crunch on the inside with something like sauerkraut, radicchio, or even thinly sliced apple.
Ooh,
now, apple on a grilled cheese to me
sounds great.
Sounds to me like something you could try tonight.
Yeah,
it sounds that good.
Maybe bring in for your friends.
I'm not a sauerkraut fan. Not at all. I can't stand this stuff.
It's the cabbage of my people.
Sauerkraut's like sleazy cabbage.
Sleazy?
Yes.
Right? You mean like from the wrong side of town? Yeah.
I'll do some cabbage. I'll do the it's that sauerkraut, is that horny hooker cabbage.
Diseased.
Why, sometimes when I say something, I hear Mark Riddell recording it at the moment. Horny hooker cabbage.
Yeah, can we get him a clean take?
I'll get him a clean cut of that. No, I just don't know what it is. It grosses me out, always has. And it's like Carla and her mom adore
But that's the Pennsylvanian.
Yeah, it is. Sauerkraut's a very good
rural Pennsylvania.
I don't want to be discriminatory here. I don't like Polish food.
Well,
I don't like pierogies.
Oh, shame on you. Pierogies are great.
What about the sausage?
Got them in the refrigerator. Yeah. Huh? What?
Sausage, Polish sausage, kielbasa.
I'd rather have a nice andouille, or a chorizo. Or Italian, or a breakfast sausage.
Do you know why the Polish chef ran out of ice?
Here we go.
He lost the recipe.
Precisely. Add some crunch to the outside.
Bada bing, bada boom, bada bing.
Now, Mike, did you see the photograph I put on
the real way that joke? The modified version of that joke,
yes,
is why don't they have ice cubes in Poland? Because the guy with the recipe died. That's another version.
That's better, actually. Did you see the photograph I put on your Facebook wall today?
No, I did not.
There was a reason. It was a great picture of the squire, Jack Kent Cook, and I was thinking of him because remember what he used to say about the palm? They fry the cheese the way I like it.
Yeah, Tommy did Parmesan. And he'd make Parmesan crisps that became all the rage. Now they sell them in bags at the store.
So tip number six is add some crunch to the inside. Add some crunch to the outside by putting some grated cheese between the bread and the heat so it actually crisps up the cheese on the bread. I've done this. This is worthwhile. This is worthwhile.
Oh my God. Wow.
And then the last tip, and this is really arbitrary person to person, use up some of your condiments, and you can use relish, sriracha, mustard, even hot honey or pepper jelly as a condiment on a grilled cheese.
What about Bacos? Wouldn't that give you some crunch?
Bacos would be great. Yeah.
Let me give you my quick question.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Heat a pan to medium low.
Yes.
And then take some butter and put it on the back of Wonder Bread.
Yes.
And then get a Kraft American single.
Yeah.
And put that between the bread. And the only thing you need from that list is to take the dome.
Yeah.
To speed mm-hmm. melting and yeah. do that. And if you griddle both sides of that bread, someone will come to your house and stab you with a knitting needle.
Yeah, that is the grilled cheese police. And Mike, that's how we play Fat Attack.
I never ever fall physically.
Fat Attack. Fat Attack. We'll take a break. When we come back, more stuff right here.
Stuff.
I'm going to ask Oscar if he's heard anything about a rather large tech company that everybody knows and probably 98% of our listeners are using right now. We'll talk about when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Pumpkin spice coffee.
Yes.
Pumpkin spice coffee creamer.
Oh, yeah.
Pumpkin spice cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin spice ice cream.
Delicious.
Pumpkin spice air fresheners.
Smells like autumn. Ah.
Pumpkin spice bath bombs.
Sure. Okay.
Pumpkin spice deodorant.
Well.
Pumpkin spice Sudoku books.
Wait, what?
Pumpkin spice underpants.
Is that a thing?
Pumpkin spice condoms.
Well, now you're just being an asshole.
Wait, pumpkin spice spice?
If you're feeling spicy, you can find all your favorite pumpkin spice treats and products for the home at Target and Walmart through the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and have them shipped directly to your door, or you can pick them up at the store. Your purchases help support the funny, so get your spice on today.
Spicy!
I always think about Bill Hader when I hear that.
Spicer.
That alien that he used to play. Hey, winning season is rolling at my bookie.
Oh, yeah.
And this week, entries are now open for the Winner Take All Super Contest. My bookie is the only sports book that offers online super contests, so you can't miss out on this exclusive promotion. Enter now and turn $10 into $10,000, baby.
Baby.
Come on, baby. Baby. In weeks 5 through 8, just make 5 picks against the spread. Get them right, and you earn points and rise up the standing. You could take home the $10,000 grand prize. Boom. Packers, Bucks, Titans, Vikings, Ravens. Pow. Pow. You're already set. And as if you needed another reason to head to mybookie.ag to celebrate the start of the MLB playoffs, which my beloved Boston Red Sox begin tonight. I was almost going to drive up to Tampa. Was almost. Decided not to. I watched it on the TV. MyBookie is hosting a $20,000 blackjack tournament that is absolutely free to enter. Winning season is here!
Here!
So, get in on the game and get to MyBookie.ag now. Use our promo code TMOS. And when you make your first deposit at MyBookie, you'll receive double your deposit. That's promo code TMOS so you can double your funds to double your winnings. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and do it with my bookie. Yeah, my bride of all things alerted me, Oscar, that AT&T executives played a key role in the birth of far-right conspiracy channel One America mm-hmm. News, according to court documents reviewed by CNN. The court documents were first reported by Reuters on Wednesday in an in-depth story detailing how AT&T, which is also the parent company of CNN, helped build the channel. The Reuters story said that in addition to playing a pivotal role in its founding, AT&T remains a crucial revenue stream for the network today.
Major advertiser.
Wow.
So what does this mean? What is this all about? Well, this is kind of interesting.
There's a lot
it?
To dig into this. And look, I don't have all the... I read the same article you did
right.
when mm-hmm. it broke. I reread it to try to understand it a little bit more. What I'm gleaning from this, and let's for 2 seconds separate politics. For 2 seconds.
All right.
Yes, if we can, ladies and gentlemen.
For the love of God.
Right.
Imagine you're an AT&T executive.
American Telephone and Telegraph.
At that point, your structure of your business is set you're married to DirecTV. So you're in the media business. Somebody says, let's take politics out of it for a second.
Okay.
Let's say ESPN, for example, lives and breathes and they own the sports market.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I really wish to a Fox executive, I really wish we had a competitor to ESPN because everything goes to ESPN and this is what this is most of.
I see what you're saying.
And then they cut and they said, you know, we'll build Fox Sports.
Sure. Yeah.
In this case, the same conversation was had where they said, we need something other than Fox News for conservatives. If there was another network, there would be an opportunity to capture the market.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you go sideways. If that truly did happen, and it looks like AT&T helped develop not just the kernel of the idea, but then helped fund,
and still helping.
And help fund the actual network, the amount of lies and misdirection and frankly, irresponsible reporting that is given on OWN that has been and continues to be broadcast.
Yeah, for people that might not know, they're notorious for pushing a lot of misinformation about coronavirus, and they're also one of the main promoters of the Stop the Steal, that the election was stolen from Trump. So that's what they are.
So that's where there may be a big problem, and I think there is, where you've got this telecommunications company that if they're the sole, the way the article puts it, they are the sole, if they left this network would crumble as an advertiser. If they left this network as an advertiser, this network would crumble.
Right.
If they are propping them up, there's a problem.
Yeah.
That's the big question here.
Sure.
Now, as far as the, you know, when it, I don't even want to go there. I didn't get deep enough into the article to know
why read
whether
Mike, when you can talk about it.
Well, you know what? With the exactly with the motivations, because as Oscar said, if it's an ESPN, somebody said, let's have a competitor.
Right.
I don't necessarily think that was the case. I think you've got somebody
could have been the seed of it. But it's certainly not the flower. Yeah.
This company is known in the same circles of guys that I know well, and I know what we're talking about here. There's a political element.
But they did own
a
media company.
They own a media company, yes. And well, they own CNN. I mean, so
well,
that's you know,
at that point before
they're the parent company for CNN.
Yeah, but
I mean, they
before, AT&T also owns DirecTV.
Let's settle
right.
This is as of the last 3 months. Discovery Channel has bought the majority stake of these properties. AT&T still owns a piece of them, but when all these decisions were made to say, hey, maybe if you built another conservative news talk station, television station mm-hmm. or network, we could, you know, we could actually garner more advertisers, like mm-hmm. an investment.
Right.
At that
Here's
point,
the question
they
I have for you.
The bulk this, of 100% of all of DirecTV and their properties in Time Warner.
With the controversial nature, and ESPN is not controversial.
No.
ESPN is a vanilla network. CNN is a vanilla network,
yes.
even though it has a political slant. Mm-hmm. Fox News is a vanilla network. It has a political slant.
Yeah.
OAN is not.
No.
And do you think, so my question to you would be, if this gains traction, how much hair do you think this is going to grow? Do you think this is going to result in a big scandal, you know, we'll know in 24 hours, I believe, if it's got legs.
Yeah.
It's just interesting, you know, because they're in my humble opinion, there's a lot of money on the line here.
Yeah.
They're 50% of America that probably ain't going to like this a lot, like me.
I think it comes down to the economics. This article alleges that AT&T is the main and sole advertiser that's propping this network up. If that is the case, and things need to be throttled down for one reason or another, even for optics, that would hurt the network.
Well, the network's not widely viewed anyway. It's a small group of people.
I'm talking about from a business standpoint, operating cash flow.
Well, here's what I think. This dovetails from the Facebook story a little bit too. I think we're in an era now where I'm all for disagreement and having alternative, information with a slant. If you don't think CNN has a slant, you got your head in the sand.
MSNBC is probably one step.
MSNBC, absolutely.
Yeah, right? Sure.
Fox News does too. But when it comes to certain things, there is overlap, including election coverage.
Yep.
That is right down the middle and does, you know, they look, do they have commentators on there? Yeah, of course they do. Where I jump ship with this Facebook issue of driving this division in America, these networks like OAN drive a wedge, and they drive a wedge primarily because of a giant bowl of bullshit. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know,
a news network if with integrity and journalism.
Yeah. There was a day where that would be illegal. It just if you have an opinion and you're a commentator who gets a lot of ratings, that's fine. Do that.
Or bloviate on the internet. Don't get on
bloviate on the internet, maybe.
Don't get on cable.
I just think these giants like Facebook and CNN, I mean, not CNN, and AT&T, look, you're big enough. You've got the money. There is a thing called public trust. They make people that own stadiums and ball clubs do it. I think we need more of that in the world right now, where we got to be a little bit. Freedom is great. Don't get me wrong. You don't want the state controlling what we want. But these companies have to get on their horse and police this crap a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah, Mike, I agree. I just in my eyes, if the dollars are, if that network is still propped up by AT&T and their advertising dollars are going there,
right,
and there isn't enough of a yield from a small audience, and they've made a bet for what, 4 or 5 years now, and it's not really growing, then someone's going to look at it like, we don't need this BS. We got to move along. We've already lost enough money, and we cut our dividend, by the way. So yeah, let's cut it and let's move on.
I think the world will be a better place if that happens. Yeah, that's just what I want to say. And, you know, especially with with Verizon just down the street, you know, offer me a free phone.
I don't know. Verizon.
We're about, the O'Mara family might be moving in that direction now. That's very, very interesting. We'll see what happens. Stay tuned for that. We'll let you know. We'll take a break. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's the audio vault.
But digital dumpster.
The digital dumpster. Yes, you were quick on that. Thank you. Yes, I
was quick. Hello, fans. Welcome to ESPN College Game Day. We're coming to you today from beautiful Morgantown, West Virginia, for what should be an excellent matchup between the WVU Mountaineers and the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. I'm Mark Riddell, and I'm joined in the broadcast booth by my partner in college football excellence, calling the X's and O's, as always, Kerry Spiewak.
I wanted to say boys and guys, and I said them at the same time.
Mountaineers with the ball. They take it up the gut for a gain of 5 yards.
I get it. Good night.
Yeah, you are so right. That's why I love working with you. You're the best in the business.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm a woman. I make babies.
You're right, Gary. I should mention our sponsor. Game Day is brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Shop Target and Walmart through the link at MikeOMaraShow.com for all your Game Day tailgating needs. For Kerry Spiewak and myself, thanks for tuning in.
I'm so
bad. Welcome back. Let me ask you a question. That spot, is the first part really Carrie and then the second part is not?
No, or none is of it that just, is actually Carrie.
None of it is
it's
really
a, it's
Carrie.
A paid actress.
Hey, every year, U.S. businesses waste over $400 billion. That's $400 billion.
Yes.
Because bad writing causes confusion, misses the mark, or just takes too long to get to the point. Your team needs WordTune for Teams. It's amazing how intuitive it is. It's the ultimate writing tool to elevate your entire team's writing instantly. Now, this is huge, but for our listeners that want to improve their entire team's writing, right now, WordTune Teams is 50% off. That's 50% off.
I'm gonna have to buy another subscription for Rob here.
Yeah. Go for it. WordTune improves writing efficiency up to 4 times.
He's funny, isn't
he? And better, faster writing means better business. When you can use your team. When can your team use WordTune? Sorry. WordTune improves performance on any project. Everything from internal emails to press releases, sales outreach to customer
writing
service,
spots.
Support, and so much more.
Sometimes WordTune tells you when to not to write something, too, or say something.
You can use WordTune.
You can just cut it right out.
We don't argue in the middle of our sponsors.
We don't insult each other in the middle of our sponsors either.
You can use WordTune anywhere you're writing online, including Google Docs, Slack, Outlook Web, and WhatsApp. And right now, our listeners can get 50% off WordTune for Teams at WordTune.com/TMOS. If you want to see the benefit of WordTune, you can try WordTune for free. free at wordtune.com/TMOS. But this 50% discount is only available for a limited time and only available for teams. You might never see a discount like this again. Your team can start writing better right away for 50% off. As I've said three times, that's half price at wordtune.com/TMOS. Get WordTune today. Woo! You're going to love it. Now, I know I said I was going to come up with a new thing, but that's for next week.
We're working on it.
Please remind me. Well, it's my job.
Show.
That's my job.
Oh, you didn't hear who was in there today.
Oh,
we
I'm
have a
sorry.
Visitor.
Play it again.
I'm Dave Letterman.
Welcome to our show.
Nice. That's Fred McMurray and David Letterman.
No, it's actually Dave being Fred McMurray. It was, for a while, he would start his show by saying, "Hi, welcome to our show."
Play that again. I think that's Dave Letterman, and it's also Fred McMurray, but let me listen.
No, you're not right.
I'm Dave Letterman.
Welcome to our show.
Yep, that's Dave.
Yeah,
that's
but
Dave.
It was an homage
that's
to
hilarious.
Fred McMurray, because they would start the show before they even ran the credits. It would be Dave sitting in his office going, "Hi, welcome to our show." Because was that not the worst thing when they would start My Three Sons like that?
Oh,
I hated that.
Yeah. Nah, 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 nah.
It was like, oh, now I feel welcome in your fake house, Fred McMurray. Yeah. Stupid dick.
And wasn't he a noted Dingleberry?
He was horrible. Very parsimonious. And also, true story about Fred McMurray. He would insist that the whole season, and I think back then it was like 39 episodes, the whole season of My Three Sons would be written before they filmed, so he could film all of his scenes in a row and then be done with the season. So they would shoot all of his scenes for all 39
that sounds
episodes.
Glorious.
And then everyone would have to work around him. Yeah.
But he's a star. You know, I mean, he
well,
was
and a
star
great looking
that.
Man.
If Mike said, "Hey, we got to start at 9 a.m. We got to start at 9 a.m.
I don't see the correlation.
Boy, I think we know how somebody feels about those schedule changes.
I love mornings.
Yeah.
We're flipping to that. Yeah. We're flipping to that soon.
It doesn't matter to him. He can be late any time of day.
Right. And by the way, I come in and I do the show with the two of you.
You do.
Every day.
Yes.
Every day.
It's just sometimes we modify the time.
If we could.
You are not a noted dick as Fred McMurray.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Think about this. If we could just record in the future with technology, just your bits all in one month.
All my comments and then you guys. And then we then we layer it like an album.
Yes! Yeah. What we would have you do, Mike, is do like a 6-hour homepage. And we run 12 minutes of it every day.
Oh, that makes me shudder. That creeps me out a little bit. It really does.
Okay, one of the meanest creatures in the barnyard is the rooster. And my mom actually was attacked and pecked by a rooster named Samson when she was little.
Wow,
and so
that's
this
scary.
Story hits a little close to home, but you wouldn't expect it to happen in Queens, New York. His name was Leo Susserin, and he was attacked while he was walking home by a rooster.
I had to deal with the blood gushing out, and I had to deal with this animal, this vicious animal that just kept charging at me. And then I was kicking it like this, kicking it off repeatedly, and the animal just kept charging, almost evil, sinister.
It was a sinister chicken, Mike.
Yeah, man, he was almost evil, sinister. Get off my leg, man.
Please isolate evil, sinister for Mike's soundboard. Okay, that would be great.
I have to deal with this.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Down here, we got critters. I always have the Florida Wildlife Report all the time. All right. One of the worst things we have in Florida. If you come to Florida and you're walking around and you're walking in a grassy area, just be aware of where you're walking, because there is something here that we refer to as fire ants.
Oh, heard about it. I've seen them.
So Monday, maybe last Friday or Monday. I don't remember. Was that a dog?
There was a fire ant.
Oh, okay. Did you play a clip?
No, that was your
that
dog.
That was your dog.
That was Frankie?
Yeah.
It sounded weird because he stopped as soon as I stopped talking.
He knew what
which
was
he
up.
Does.
Maybe he stopped because he had to stop. Maybe he couldn't bark any longer.
Bad boy.
I don't talk about golf very often, but I'm par 5, hit a bad second shot. I'm between two palm trees. I'm off to the right. I got a shot, a narrow shot with a tree like five inches in front of me, and I've got to make this shot. And about a foot and a half, too. I've got room to swing.
If you make it, you'll be a hero, right? I mean,
it would be a very good shot. I hit a wedge that is perfect, 4 feet from the pin. It was a beautiful golf shot. And then I go, oh, ow, ow. Oh, God. I was concentrating on this shot so much that these bastards crawled up my leg and I am getting assaulted. And the thing about fire ants down here, you get the initial sting, which hurts, but then be prepared for itchy witchy for the next month. It's absurd. If you saw my ankle right now, I look like old man Scabalashes.
Actually, I saw Mike on that foot website. They have your pictures.
Yeah, the one with the welts.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
I know we all love The Masked Singer.
Oh, God, horrible. You never watched it. You could never watched one minute of it.
I've watched like maybe 10 minutes total. You couldn't pay me to watch it again. Last night was a revelation, and it was a guy, not only did he sing a weird song, they make such a big deal over this stain, it really shocked me. The song he sang was the theme to the Flintstones.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones.
And he's dressed as a giant baby.
Look at Oscar. Look at Oscar laughing. Exactly. Oscar loves it.
Dipwit. From the Do you have any guesses, Mike?
It's an older guy.
Yeah, you're right.
It's an older guy that can't sing.
Voice out.
Oh.
Not bad.
That's pretty good.
People have spoken.
Who is it,
and
Mike?
The singer. Headed home tonight is Baby.
Oh, baby, stop it for a second. I can't. Yeah. I don't know the absolute moron game show
baby,
speak.
Baby,
was
like
he dressed as a baby?
He's dressed as a baby.
Then they reveal.
And they're about to do the reveal right now, okay?
Take it off.
Legendary superstar comedian Larry the Cable Guy.
Everybody thought, here's Bruce Willis. Boy, what a letdown, huh? Look at that.
Honestly, one of the most recognizable voices of our generation right here. And you fooled them all. It's such an honor to have you here. Such a huge thing.
We love Larry the Cable Guy.
No, you don't.
Great job outwitting them. I'm sorry, Oscar, I called you a dimwit. It's the dimwits were in that tape.
That works.
Wow.
All right, let's close with this. Mike, do you still take your news from Shreveport, Louisiana's KSLA 12?
I know you do. I'm on their website.
Well, they were at the gas station interviewing the people that were buying up them Powerball tickets.
Oh, absolutely. We had one down here.
And you had to buy up them Powerball tickets, and Corey Johnson asked the guy what he would buy if he won the Powerball.
Oh, here we go. My favorite.
What are you going to do with that money if you win?
Well, I'm definitely going to get a new supercharged Mustang with dual exhaust and about 5 kilos of cocaine, and I'll be good to go.
Okay, so you like cars.
You like cars.
5 kilos.
That guy is not a dimwit.
No.
He knew what he was doing.
And he loves Larry the Cable Guy. Legendary comic.
5 kilos of cocaine.
Yeah, 5 kilos. That's your magic audio vault.
Get her done.
We call it a digital dumpster now.
Get her done, everybody.
Have a good Thursday, everybody.
That's it. I ain't get that car down. Click, click, click.
That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a wonderful bonus show tomorrow. Please support TMOS and buy the bonus show. We'll be back with that tomorrow. And lots more fun for you with the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks for all your support. We appreciate that. We'll be back with another one tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
5 kilos.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I can tell you this. He won't sell anybody out to buy his future. And that, my friends, is called integrity. That's called courage. Now that's the stuff leaders should be made of.
You are an ill-made, spiteful little creature, full of envy, lust, and low cunning.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.